You're in the zone. Cocktail Radio. But this very talented brother is back. Actor, director, producer, singer, songwriter, he does it all. Starring in the Tyler Perry hit television show, Love Thy Neighbor, that can be seen every Friday evening at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And he is back with some new hit single yesterday. My man, the one and only Tony Grant is joining us right now. We're going to go to the line to get the brother on. Brother Grant, how are you doing, man?
I'm fantastic, sir. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been a minute, man. We've been waiting for a long time to get some new music, man. And I must commend you. The new single was fantastic, man. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I'm so grateful that I've been able to, you know, finally put it out and let the public hear it. And hopefully it'll encourage somebody, man, and be thought-provoking and all that good stuff. You know, that's what we look forward to. It's just a great opportunity for me because it's a great song and I speak from my heart. It's there.
Absolutely. But you know what? That's nothing new. You've always done that with your music. When it's concerning your music, you've always put all of yourself in your music. The last time you were on the show, I said, you know what? You're doing so many different things. You're married, then you're doing your acting, and stage plays. You have so many things on your plate. I said, when were you going to be able to find time to actually really kind of settle down in the studio and put some music out there, man? You've been waiting for a minute. So what brought it to this point? You say, you know what, I have to make this happen.
And that's exactly what happened. I was so... Now, you have to, first of all, let me pause and say, please forgive me for the noise. I am outside right now working. But it was brought to me when all of these different tragedies started taking place in the world, and with the political race going on, and, you know, just people in general I'm running into across the world, and there's so much sadness and people hurting. And I just said, well, you know what, let me stop and put this record out, because, you know, when God gave me the lyrics to this song, it was about, what, 2, 3, maybe 4 years ago when he gave it to me, and the song touched me. So I just felt like it's going to touch somebody else. And I'll never forget one day, some friends of mine, they were celebrating their wedding anniversary, and it wasn't too happy. It wasn't too happy of a time for them because of the prior things that they had gone through. But when they heard this song riding in my car, it was just a demo at the time, they both began to cry. But their tears were out of thankfulness. They were so grateful and thankful for what they had, but they didn't realize that they had something to be thankful for, which was each other, until they heard the song.
Absolutely.
So I said, wow, okay, because it makes you forget about what's going on, what happened yesterday. So you
right.
Got a chance tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, to get it right.
Absolutely. I mean, from my perspective, sitting back and listening to the song, it takes you back to a much simpler time where love and emotions, commitment, and just the joy of being and having that greater appreciation of one another was vital. And right now, as you said so beautifully, we get so caught up with the social climate in today's society, we lose track of that because we're trying to do so many different things. And I must say again, and I'm truly proud of you. You know, I've followed your career for a long time. We're both 21. You know, we've been down.
Yes, sir. That is exactly right.
We've been around the block a few times, man. Yeah. And we're still standing here. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, and we've had this conversation before, but I want to touch upon it because I don't think a lot of listeners out there truly understand the magnitude of being married, finding that soulmate, someone that your wasabi to your sushi to your wasabi, so to speak.
That's right.
Someone that completes you. How has that had an effect, not only being a man, but also as far as your music? It seems to me, from the outside looking in, it has actually rejuvenated your thought process as far as being a singer.
It has. It truly, truly has. My wife is an amazing, phenomenal woman with the heart of an angel. And to watch her interact with people and care for people and be sensitive to their needs, and not only their needs, but their complications, very sensitive to them, and then to turn around and be the exact same way with her family, if not more. The only other person I saw in my life that was that way was my grandmother, who lived to be 91 years old, and she cared about the community. She cared so much that if someone, if a neighbor got sick, you know, she pulled out the best pans and the best cookware, and she baked cakes and food for the family and made me put it on my wagon and take it to the family, you know, and,
right.
and on the back of my bicycle. And it taught me, you know, community. It taught me how to love. It taught me, and to be honest with you, it put a song in my heart when I was a young man, not knowing I was going to be a singer, but desiring to, you know, to do different things with my life. It put a song in my heart. And I remember, I'll never forget, at 11 years old, I was asked, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, you know what? I just want to say something or do something that's going to make a difference. That's my desire.
Absolutely. You know, it's following your career, and the things that we've discussed in the past concerning the overall industry, how the industry works, it can really wear and tear on you mentally. And I know for a period there, you got kind of turned off toward the industry as far as music is concerned. And then when I heard you got married, I said, you know what? This is going to turn this brother's whole mental state and emotional state around. He's going to get back in the studio sooner or later, and he's going to make some music, man. And, I love what you're doing. You really, excuse my French, it's very rare that I use profanity, but I'm going to say, man, you kicked ass on this single. You really, truly, really, truly did. But you know, we get greedy, so I must ask, when can we expect either an EP from you or an album? We got a bad connection, family. It's okay, we got it. We're going to get him back on. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick 2-2, and we're going to get Tony back on the line. We want to thank everybody for joining into the zone here on LOTL Radio. Okay, here we go. All right, there we go. We got it back. Tony, we got your brother.
Yes, sir. You got it. Yes, sir.
There we go. There we go. No. But yeah, like I was saying, man, you know, you can sit back from afar and you can tell when someone is just changed and you see that greater good where they gain that passion. For you, and as I said, the listeners, we're greedy. You know, we say, hey, you got a great single. What about an album? What about an EP? We're thirsty for some Tony. We want you to grant us more life. Lord have mercy.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I tell you what, the album is on the way. The album is actually better than the single. Every song is a message song. I won't do anything just for money or for the fun of it. There's a message in every song I've written. But there's a song that I wrote called Pushing, Keep Pushing. That, man, when it hit my spirit, I just jumped. Because Keep Pushing is a song that relates to everything in life. It relates all the way down to a baby that's standing up trying to walk and just keeps on falling. You just keep getting back up. Keep pushing. Keep working through it. No matter what the situation is, keep pushing through it. And I'm excited about this record. This album, I think, is... let me put it this way. Everybody is comparing it. That's heard. Everybody's comparing it to Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
I'm hearing it so much from so many people. They're saying, wow, man, you're today's Marvin Gaye. You sound like him. Your music, your lyric tone is like his. And then I'm just getting that everywhere I go. And I just started working with some very, very famous producers that wrote for people like Justin Timberlake, Usher, Jordan Sparks, and they've taken note and they want to produce music on me. But these guys, when they heard what I'd already done, they were like, man, you're Marvin Gaye guy. You're crazy. You know, and that's a great accolade for me, because I am a fan of Marvin, his music and the things he had to say. I'm really a fan of his, and I'm grateful that I'm even in that, my name is mentioned in that category. But more than that, I'm just so grateful to God that he has blessed me and given me that hunger and thirst to get back in the studio, to sing, and to speak words to people. Because see, TV is one thing, and I'm grateful for Mr. Perry that he has put me on TV to be a part of a message that comes from him. But yet, you know, I have a message too. And my message is through song. So I want to get that message out and get people to understand that, hey, you see, as long as you're alive, you still have a shot to get it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You still have a shot.
Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredible Tony Grant as we get into his new hit single, Yesterday. Being a father, man, a lot of responsibility, especially when you want to sit up and you want to maximize and give your child every opportunity to succeed in whatever they choose to do. And your son has chosen your path to be an artist.
Yes.
And
that's correct.
What are some of the essential parts that you have kind of warned him about or instilled in him as far as the labels, record contracts, making sure that you have control over your masters, or staying in the independent lane so you can control your career?
Yes.
What things have you instilled in him on that?
Well, first of all, I've preached it over and over. Keep God first. Over and over. secondly, allow him to order your steps. Don't be anxious to anything, because when you're thirsty, they can see you a mile off.
Right.
And because I've had several record deals, I'm always constantly telling him, look out for the ones that are smiling really hard and talking a whole lot. Because those are not doers.
Right. Absolutely.
They're not doers.
Absolutely.
People that are on their job, they're getting it done. And I let him know as well, those that really, really want you, they're gonna get the work done first to prove it to you, to show you that they want you. They're going to go do the work to prove it. So stay in that independent lane. Don't be anxious for nothing. You're young. Your voice is amazing, and your talent is phenomenal. You're growing. And have a message. Have something you want to say. Don't let it just be something you want to say to the little girls out there. You can get on the phone and do that. But have something you want to say to the masses, to the people in the world, because I believe that's where God's going to bless you. And I'm constantly telling him, go grab one of them old records. Go grab one of them Marvin Gaye records, Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder, and then put that out there, because you're a real singer. You're not just a gimmick. You don't need the studio gimmicks to enhance your voice. Don't even let them, you know, we won't even allow that. Just stand there and sing. Just flat-footed sing and watch what happens. Sing from your heart. So I'm constantly telling him, Don't listen to the hype.
Absolutely.
Because people will hype you up, man. Even in today, still with me, with Mr. Perry and Oprah. Oh my Lord, you just don't even understand the things I hear. The things people say to me, I just go, wow, really? And I'm excited, you know. I'm really excited because I've been able to stay with my ear close to the ground. I'm grateful to Mr. Perry. Let me give a shameless plug for Mr. Perry. He's got a new television show coming out on TLC on the 22nd. That's amazing. I went and saw the premiere the other day. It's a phenomenal show. To me, it's better than The Have and Have Not. And I didn't think he could. It's called Too Close to Home. I didn't think he could do better than The Have and Have Not. But he's outdone The Have and Have Not. He's out there.
You know what? Great show. A lot of people that are not familiar with your acting career, man, you are a very serious actor. You know, people are used to seeing you doing stage plays or, you know, playing the character on Love Thy Neighbor. But, man, stage plays that I've seen you in, you have the chops to be a very serious actor. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How does it, when you're gifted at so many different things, as far as not just being a singer, but being a director, being a producer, being a songwriter, and a gifted vocalist, do you sometimes have to kind of micromanage your emotions on which is pulling you, tugging at you, the strongest? Is it music or is it the acting?
It's kind of up and down. It depends on the moment. Because sometimes I'm in the mood just for acting, and then other times there's a song pulling at me and I have to get it. I have to write it down, I have to sing it, or record myself singing it, and it just depends on the moment. And I write from experience or things I may see going on in the world that touch me. And with my acting, I put all of my emotions into that. I'm sorry for the beeping. My attorney and my wife are calling me, and they both know I'm on the interview. But I'm so encouraged with things that I see, especially when I see our young people. You know, they move me. Our young people move me because I really want them to have a chance. I want them to have an opportunity to be better than what I've even done. I mean, I come from a very small town where, you know, the sound of the echoed in my life was, you ain't going nowhere, you're never going to do anything. You're not smart enough, you don't have good looks. You know, I heard all of those things, but I also heard the voice of God that told me I can do all things through Him. And then when I saw that I had these gifts and these talents, I just ran with it. I'm going to trust you and I'm going to run with it. And I want to do that with young people. I want to encourage these young people. I am building a performing arts school in the town where I grew up at to give these young people, some of the young people there, an opportunity to do some of the things that I'm doing. But in the midst of that, up under that umbrella, I'm teaching these young people etiquette. I'm teaching these young boys how to dress, how to talk to young girls. And I'm teaching young girls how to dress and be young ladies and not running out here looking like something off the streets, so that they can have some integrity about themselves and then feel good about themselves as they grow older in the world. You know, I just saw something that LeBron James did that just blessed me so much with the schools that he's blessed in his community in Akron, Ohio. He's paid for their education from the fourth grade all the way up to college. And I'm so excited about that. I wasn't the only person that God laid that in my spirit. So my form of giving back, excuse me, but my form of giving back is just that. And what I do with my kids, I spoke to my son last night and I said, you know what, it's time for me to pass the mantle to you. So I'm about to go on this very, very extensive tour. Remember the movie called Love Jones?
Yes.
Well, there's a play coming out. I'm the lead in the play, myself and Chrisette Michelle. It has Dave Hollister. MC Light is in the play. Music Soul Child is in it. Marsha Ambrosia, Angie Fisher. It's just a host of amazing, talented people. And we're about to go on tour all across the country starting in September, and we'll be out until December. The name of the play is called Love Jones. And I'm taking my son with me just so he can learn the ropes and be prepared to to take off and go. You know, don't limit yourself into one thing. Use all the gifts that God has given you. But just make sure you're coming from the right place.
Absolutely.
So So I'm really excited about what's going on in my life right now. I'm grateful to God for it.
Well, hopefully Love Jones makes a detour here in Houston, man. You know, the teddy bear will definitely show up, man, and support. Like I've always told you, whatever you need, we're here for you, man. This is your home. We support what you do, whatever you do. And without further ado, let's get into some new music, of course, from Tony Grant yesterday here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
It's gonna get better, and
Grant, Lord have mercy, got everyone here in the studio losing their minds. The new hit single, Yesterday, available on CD Baby, but also for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always pick up the single at Amazon.com. And be sure to stop by and follow and actually support this very talented brother on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/TonyGrantLife. It's a beautiful thing. And also his upcoming stage play in September, Love Jones, man. So be sure to look on Ticketmaster, keep the latest updates so you can purchase some tickets and support this fantastic upcoming stage play. Brother, it's always an honor and pleasure for me to have you on the show. We got you. You know, we support you. The Teddy Bear has nothing but the utmost respect for you. And when that EP or that album is ready, we will play it and debut it here first, man.
Well, man, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it, man. I'm so honored. And thank you so much for this opportunity to even be able to come on here on your radio station and talk about my record. I'm excited about it. I'm really, really excited. I think it's going to do well. And I believe people are going to be blessed by it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Man, I need you to do me a tremendous favor for me when you get a chance.
Sure.
Can you please convey a message from the Teddy Bear to Patrice Lovely? My God, I'm so head over heels.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir. I can definitely do that for you, brother. No problem.
Right.
She's an amazing woman. She's an amazing woman.
Absolutely. Help me, Grant Life. Help me, Grant Life.
I got
I'm trying
you.
To do it.
You I got
me.
You, hey, look, and she's single, so you know. I got you, brother. I got you. Maybe I can set it up where you can interview her. So that would be fun.
You know what? We would love to have her on the show.
I'll make it happen.
Fantastic, man. Hey, you take care of that beautiful wife, man. Much continued success to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you
God
so
bless.
Much, brother. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Be blessed.
God bless you. The incredible Tony Grant here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get Patrice Lovely on. I'm a man out of the Teddy Bears. Deeply, deeply enamored with that very talented, extremely captivating woman. But in the meantime, while the Teddy Bear has you here, you comfy and cozy like Linus's blanket. Let's get into some Tony Terry. All I need. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
I'll be honest, I can't lie, you're all I need in my life. My heart inside never felt so right. If this is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I think of you all the time, girl, you're always on my mind. But a moment of the day goes by, when I don't wish you were by my side. You came along and eased my pain. Girl, you know you made my love's been hit on me. A commitment's what I was searching for. I needed someone to give me more.
You're the foreground to my background.
Baby, I won't let you down. Because of you, I have no life. I thank God that you are my wife.
You came home and eased my pain.
Girl, you know you made me whole again.
I
That's what